Okay, so going back, we're in the middle of this discussion here about entering, you know, just kind of tangential entering the conservative synagogue for a Brit. So yeah, this is going to be one of the, you know, it's a moral, just like, you know, properly, you know, like throughout Pesach Kron, everybody knows Pesach Kron, like that's a moral. On the other hand, I also met these like moral folks who are quote unquote very spiritual, but why is a woman doing this? You know, like, yes, strictly speaking, with Ishan Aruch, a woman could do it, but why? Why? You know, and so then it's going to be like, well, do you want to endorse this person, bringing in this person who technically the kid might be considered moral afterward, but you know, it's like you got to know the whole mitzvah that's going on. So yeah, I would not answer in anything like, can I go in here? Even places you would never think that you could go, you can go under certain circumstances. There's nowhere, there's certainly nowhere in Tanakh that says you can't go in somewhere. There's out on Shabbat. Right? But that going in places, I mean, I'm sure somebody will correct me. There probably is. I'm just not thinking of it at the moment. You know, going in somewhere is generally speaking, a zera to keep you from doing shmita. Okay? Well, number one, keep you away from doing shmita. Number two, endorsing shtiyot, even if you're not doing it yourself. Those are basically the reasons not to go in somewhere. Right? We don't go in bars, so we try to avoid going in bars because we don't think sitting around and drinking as a recreational activity. You know, it's fine. We have a l'chaim at the kiddush, you have a l'chaim at a learning, you have a l'chaim at a family event. But like literally where the tachlit or where you're going is to go drink. It's not what we give. No. You're on vacation. Your wife is like, hey, get me a drink. Ask your local Orthodox rabbi who's not. You know, but. I'm saying, she's like, you know, not just like, you know, I'm saying like going into like, you know, when I, like when I was in, when I was in high school, in college, but in high school and college, like getting into TGA Fridays and getting into that bar and getting a little gallon of iced tea. That was like, that was the thing, you know, that embarrassing moment, you know, you're 17 and, you go to a bartender and like you forgot your wallet there and he said don't come back till you're 21. You know, like that's not you know it's not what Jesus is supposed to be.
Because it's not she made a fire, she's
okay, so continuing with Salacha and Rafrat. The next day, Yachan Kol, and he points out another issue with recorders. It's, you know, kind of the old school, you know, tape recorders that just kind of go on, and then, like, the ones that kind of fancy bells and whistles, and then, like, well, if you're doing something, so this becomes the whole question. You're not doing the physical action. You're just talking.
Don't say that you're.
But when you're talking, you're causing something to happen. Generally speaking, it's not going to be their right though. But sometimes it's become normal. But let's say the example of Shaqiris is, you know, your fire starter. I don't know if you remember that movie. I think it's Stephen King's The Little Girl. You know, she's pyrokinesis. You know, just she thinks about it. Yeah. So, on Shabbat, totally mutar. You're just like, you want to zap some guy. You know, you're all good. At least for now, that's of course going to be a whole question when we get hooked up to the Neuralink, which there's going to be major halakhic problems with.
She was not pretty.
I don't see a head there, by and large, to be implanting something in your body just so you can turn out a show. Like, but besides for all of the moral and ethical questions, just simply halakhically, you know, allowing somebody to plant something in your brain.
It's true.
That is coming in all the associated shalot that are going to come with Shabbat.
He said
that
she was green like Hadassah. He was really, Hadassah is a green,
you know.
So we call her
but this is kind of that first step. The first step, you know, you go back to the Beit HaMikdash, you're just doing stuff, right? You know, the only surim about the Torah that involves just speech are either going to be odes or witchcraft, you know, or things of that nature, you know, cursing the shadow. It all kind of like, but just the idea of saying like, hey Siri, what's the weather? You know, that just wasn't a habanera. That's where we're holding like that. And then we're creeping over to this other.
She doesn't have Allah. Yeah,
the breaking world. And I'm not sure.
Why do you need to say she doesn't have Allah? All right.
Continuing. I'm on fire today because we are not going fast. That's fine.
Of course,
it's been a while. It's fitting that singers have a name, that record their own music, they shouldn't distribute them to people who are not going to play these things on Shabbat and Yom Tov. And so this is something, you know, obviously a very dated halakha, but I've definitely had this, you know, the irony, but yes, I believe Mori Amram used to do this. He distributed all over Israel and said, please don't play on Shabbat. I'm not 100% sure of Mori Amram, but I definitely saw, you know, Torah tapes that said, don't play on Shabbat. Nobody's doing this as much as that I'm aware of. Can't be wrong. I didn't see that one at a time. I'm like, this is like flashback stuff here. This is, you know, this is like what my kids make fun of me. You know, talking about like, oh, tapes and records and 8-tracks and rotary phones.
That's right.
VHS. Yeah, man, just that's fine. Oh, man, it's like every gray hair is just like, ding, 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 ding. Like, I have exposed them to, like, the
other problems. It says, Mala is a teacher's child in a mother's womb.
Matt, you know, I was just like, we thought this stuff was like,
why?
I got for Bandar Mitzvah, and one of my parents sent me a Walkman for CD. I'm like, you had to hold it straight because you tipped it. And went, you know, but it was like, man, you're rich. I was like, no, it was my grandparents were here. You know, like, had to like apologize for having something that nice, you know. You did. Yeah, you had to apologize for the Jordans. Yeah, I got my first pair of Jordans this year. My daughter bought them. So like, I didn't have to. So let's make this quick.
There's no other way to express.
We need
apology,
right? I'm gonna stop the nostalgia train right this second. Although I'm feeling that good bet's not gonna be a lot better, but we're gonna try.
Yeah,
so good bet. So we have two types of alarm clocks. What we're used to, which is normal, and then there's like the old school that's like, you know, that comes on the beginning of time as a Pink Floyd, right?
Okay.
No, not that I should be mentioning Pink Floyd banging on, right?
So now,
but like, you know, so he's saying that both of them try to use Nika Dan, but you shouldn't really hit stop on the battery powered one because, you know, that there is the electrical consideration. But he's not using very strong language about that. Nobody would ever do that. But he's so that I know people who did not forget the old school wind up, you know, so they can use the Ashwagandha. Of course, there are disadvantages to it. You know, the beeping one is definitely a lot more pleasant, whereas that one, like, go sleep in a different room, you know, than your wife. But, back about it. No, obviously the biggest recommendation is try to get to sleep as early as you can so you can just wake up on your own. And definitely keep the lachaims to maybe one or two so that you don't sleep in. You know, that's just practical more than halachic. A story that I remember from my granddad's days.
Jewish people who were supposed to be
Rabbi David Aaron was the Hillel rabbi for the Orthodox at the time. He would come in and he was telling the story of like, he much horror. He said this. He said that one of the students came up to him and said, "What rabbi? You don't get drunk on Shabbat?" He was just like living. Was going off on this idea that like, you know, people think that like, you know, Shabbat is boring. Shabbat is not boring. You know, who turned Shabbat into boring? I heard a rabbi say, "Who turned Shabbat into boring?" It's like, who turned Purim into boring? But at least, you know, Shabbat for sure, you know, it's not appropriate. I mean, one, two, if you're having more than like four or five.
You got down for 3 days, don't worry about anything.
You know, maybe not talk to your Orthodox rabbi, maybe talk to your local Alcoholics Anonymous. You know, I don't know, blanket, like, if you have, certainly if your drinking behavior is getting knock it off. And then we don't have to worry about this halacha, but let's keep going. Anyway, it's interesting because, again, that he's, he uses the lashon of Nachon Me'od Lachmir, and so you don't. He's saying that you should be strict not to do it. That doesn't mean it's Asra. I don't know why he would use that line.
The story of David HaMelech and Bathsheba.
This is the Kitzur if we actually get out the main sefer. I think that's beyond the scope of what we're trying to accomplish.
The
Shaon Ha'Amek is
there. And then the rich person
had a guest. And he didn't want to
have a chef. And you hope he's in that. But when he was saying that story, he said, the Rash and the poor man, and Kos, didn't have anything. He had one female sheep, Tana, small one, Ashatana, and she bore, and she lived with him.
He's not considering that she could put the whole thing with
one of the watches,
where washes, make a watch, completely mechanical, that warms itself as you move your arm. And I know that people don't wear that watch on Shabbat. It's just a week. They hear the same. Why that watch is different than this clock? Again, topic for future discussion.
So he's hinting that this was
So if you've got to set it, you can do it on Shabbat. Not an issue. Don't worry. Max, So this is a much more general kind of halakha. I think I'm going to talk about this for a little bit because the next sugya is already getting into Bishul is like completely different than what we've been discussing. Up until now, it's very, very quirky. Even within the halachos of Hilchot Shavuot, all 39 of the milachot have their own, things and parameters. I think parameters is the best way to say it. But due to the fact that Bishul is so ripe for abuse, and what's the whole thing about committing crimes? You need the motive, the opportunity, and it's like a three-part formula, right? Motive, opportunity, and I guess desire or something like that. There's really no desire per se that I just want to go outside and win flip that grass. That's not happening. In fact, there was a comedian who got his hand on one of these late night shows. He got his hands on the kid's book, 39 Malachot HaShavuot. And the malacha he decided to pick on and make fun of was winning. And why couldn't the president win the war? Because he couldn't. It was Shabbat, and he couldn't winnow. So that's not an issue. Bishul is one of the hardest things. When you come home and that chort or that meat is cold, banging up, people lose their minds. People aren't just, the story about the Lubavitch, the first Lubavitcher Rebbe, which Rosh Hashanah on the Yadi. I think this is also a similar story about Ravadia, so I may not say I'll just say the Ravadia one, since we're in the Ravadia Sugya, is that his wife was cleaning dishes, and he didn't realize he grabbed the bowl and started eating it. And it's like, oh, well, to my wife, she needs some nice food. She's like, that's dishwater. You know? Like, we're not holding that. We come home and the food is not like, we lose our minds. But going back, that's why I wanted to focus on this one halakha, which everyone's supposed to do. And even, you know, those of us who think we're good, because, you know, during the week, I think this is casual. I only wear the suit, Shabbat, and Hatzimot. Make sure you check your pockets. Because, especially when I have your kids, like, forget about the things that would show up. Like, oh, I'm good. And you just reach your pocket, candy, reach your pocket, pennies. What's the penny? I have no idea why the penny's there. And it says, you know, but you have two concerns. One concern is that even if it's something you're allowed to have in your pocket, maybe you're going to go out in this shirt or beans. And we don't think that's necessarily such a concern. Well, go over to the park over here, and people don't realize where the Eibu stops. In your park over here. Right. So you got to be careful over there. People don't realize past the park, like past the entrance to the playground, like, you go to that next side, you can't carry there. Like, you want to go look in the water, you cannot bring anything over there. No, I'm saying, like, so you enter, and you know past the playground, you'll see the wire there. That, you know, much later on, we get any issues of Airbnb and stuff like that. So that would be one issue. And certainly live in Brooklyn. I'm going to say something, depending what side you're on, controversial, not controversial, you know, whether or not there's an Eruv in Brooklyn, every post that I've spoken to, there is no Eruv in Brooklyn, I know that in Borough Park, the Hasidim, I should say the Hasidim, there are Hasidim called the Borough Park Eruv, and then there's the Flatbush Eruv that was put together. People got really militant about that. From everything I understand, you shouldn't use that one. Washington Heights, there's a whole fight between the YU and the Breuers community over the Eruv there. So just better, don't get in the question. Just show your pockets. Fine. And the other thing is, as I mentioned, especially with little kids, muksa. The quarters end up in there. The candy ends up in there. All kinds of weird random things. Just so he's leaving. Like that's essentially your last thing that you can. The last thing that you can set up before Shabbat to go into Shabbat is yourself. I think that's what he's kind of saying. You know, like you can set up all the alarm clocks and the this and that, but the person you got to set up going into Shabbat is yourself. And, you know, we can talk about, you know, kavanot and eating and this and that, but from a strictly halakhic standpoint, when you go into Shabbat, everything you're holding and possessing should be Shabbat. And that's where the line is drawn, right? You go into Shabbat just yourself, right? Okay, but you know what? That because, you know, what does it mean to begin the revolt? Because that's always the pull. You know, there's four mitzvot we discussed, the general mitzvot of Shabbat. Shamor, Zachor, Kavor, Ma'oneh. And each one, the two Doraitot and the two Derabanan, pull at each other in a way that they clash, right? If you're trying to be Zachor Shabbat, there's all kinds of you want to be if you want to do to remember Shabbat. You know, I just want to pull out my guitar and sing the praises of Hashem. Yeah, except Shamar says you can't. Right? That's the pull. Kavod and Onay also. we have the same issue. Those are two Darabanan. Kavod Shabbat, Mika Din from Yerushalmi. You're not even supposed to talk at all that much. Right? You should be quiet. It should be a time of meditation, contemplation. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai told his mother. She was a Yenta. It's a Safta, not Yenta, obviously, but she was a Yenta. I said, Mom, it's Shabbat, you know, knock it off. I mean, he was obviously nicer than that, you know. Yeah, yeah, Kibbutz Ava Aim, but he's like, Mom, it's Shabbat. So we don't make our Din Paskin like that. We hold that, because they're not on Shabbat, but, you know, they're very cold. That was the whole thing. Can you talk about politics? Go to any home except like the biggest synagogue in the world.
For a whole year,
you're gonna hear politics. 6 months, and what's the heter if there is one?
It's in Shemar.
Like it's a schmuck. It's like talking about the football. You know, most people. You know, it really is a divorced world. You know, it's very much like no, and it's only. People really get a lot of shock. So that's what I'm saying. Kavod Shabbat says, why are you talking about this politician did this studio and that studio? Only Shabbat.
It's
Zekeh. Right?
When you put it on, it takes